Hi, this is Kevin Craig, and I'd like to thank you for being a subscriber to my campaign mailing list and for your support of my campaign for liberty under God, or at least your interest in my campaign. They say it's better to be hated than to be ignored, so thanks for being on my list. I'd like to invite you to join me in celebrating the 95 days of Christmas. Now you'll say, well, I've heard of the 12 days of Christmas, but I've never heard of the 95 days of Christmas. Well, that's because I just made the whole thing up, 95 days of Christmas. Here's what it's all about. It's about two things. First, it's a program of personal transformation. It's a program to help you understand the idea of liberty under God and to understand the meaning of Christmas. And it's also a new campaign vehicle, a new way of people being able to support this campaign for liberty under God. Let's talk about the campaign. I have been the Libertarian Party nominee for Congress, for United States Congress, 5 times in both Missouri and California, and I'm hoping to be on the ballot again a 6th time in 2012. In the 2010 election, overall voter turnout in Southwest Missouri was down 30% from what it was in 2008. But I doubled the number of votes I received, not a percent, but the number of votes I received, I doubled. And I'm hoping to double the number of votes I receive again in 2012. In the past, for the last 5 elections, for the last 5 campaigns, I have not accepted any campaign contributions, any cash campaign contributions. Two main reasons. One is I don't want to fill out all the federal forms. The Federal Election Commission requires you to fill out a boatload of forms if you receive more than $5,000 in cash campaign contributions. It's just, you can't believe it. I don't want the hassle. So I just didn't accept any because it made a kind of a PR victory to say I don't accept any campaign contributions. Actually, I would accept campaign contributions from anyone because everybody who contributes should know that they're not buying me off. I'm not going to, if I were elected, which of course you and I both know I'm not going to get elected, but if I were elected, I certainly would not initiate force or use any kind of program of taxation or coercion or monopoly power to give any contributor some kind of special interest or edge over his competitors. So nobody's going to contribute to my campaign in the hope that I'm going to pass some kind of legislation to benefit them, because my goal is to abolish all legislation and not to pass legislation for special interests. And Ron Paul, for example, just doesn't get the lobbyists and special contributors going to his door hoping to buy his support because they know he's not going to vote for it. So it's a kind of a campaign tool to be able to say I don't accept campaign contributions from corporations or PACs or special interests or lobbyists. But I would like to ramp up the campaign a little bit, and so I would like to start accepting campaign contributions in some form. Again, I don't want to have to fill out all the forms, and I think there are better ways to do it. I'm proposing something that's kind of unique. Well, I know it's not kind of unique, totally unique. In a sense, it's like doing what Mitt Romney does. Mitt Romney finances his own political campaigns out of his pocket. I mean, he gets a lot of campaign contributions, of course, but he's also bankrolling it from his own pocket. He made millions and millions and millions of dollars working for a private equity investment firm, and that's where he gets a lot of his startup cash to get his campaign rolling, to make it look like it's impressive enough for other contributors to follow in. Obviously, my campaign isn't big enough for anybody who has any punch, any wallet strength to want to donate, because they know that they're just throwing their money down a hole because I'm not going to get elected. But I could still use some contributions on a smaller scale, and probably I would like to get even more than $5,000. I like the Mitt Romney approach. I'm not necessarily a big fan of investment firms like Romney worked for, but I like the idea of a person performing some valuable service or providing goods for the market, making a profit, and using those profits to fund his own campaign. I like that better than getting money from special interests, although, like I say, I'll take money from anybody, really. So what I'm proposing is selling a personal study program. And that's what the 95 Days of Christmas is all about, a personal study program, selling this program. Actually, I'm selling the program through a nonprofit 501c3 tax-exempt corporation. So that means that if you buy the product or if you donate to the nonprofit organization after the nonprofit organization meets all the expenses, which includes registration of many domain names, web hosting, and all the things that are necessary to produce this product, this home study program, that the nonprofit organization could decide, there's no guarantee, but they could decide to pay me for my services of creating the product, and then I can use my paycheck to fund my campaign. This means several things. First, you get a valuable product. You get something for your money. This is a market transaction. It means more than just you're giving a campaign contribution. It means you get something in return. It also means that you can get a tax deduction. Obviously, no other political candidate can promise a tax deduction for campaign contributions. But you're contributing to a nonprofit tax-exempt organization, which does not endorse my campaign, and there's no guarantee that I'll personally get a penny of this money. But, you know, it's like Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood wants money from the government for abortions. But there's a government law that says you can't fund abortions. So what Planned Parenthood does is they get money from the government and they say, we're only going to use this money to buy toner and paper for our copy machines or something like that. And so they get money from the government. And then, of course, they take the money from the toner budget and they put it in the abortion budget so that the government really is funding abortions when it gives money to Planned Parenthood. And everybody knows this. But it's legal. It's still legal. Nobody's going to jail because the government is violating the law by giving money to Planned Parenthood for abortions. Now, it's legal for you to give money to a nonprofit organization, and if the nonprofit organization hires somebody as a janitor, and the janitor uses the money that he earns working for a nonprofit organization and uses that to run for office, the nonprofit organization is not endorsing the janitor's run for office. And that's sort of what we're dealing with in this program that I'm coming up with now. You buy a product from a nonprofit organization or you make a donation, you get a tax deduction. There's even a money-back guarantee on the product if you don't like it. And if the corporation decides it's financially possible, that they'll pay me for my services and I will use that money to campaign for liberty under God. I will use that money to buy the gas I need to get to debates and public television interviews and so forth. In the 2010 campaign, I was on television, I don't know, actually, 3, 4, 5 times, on the radio a couple of times. I've got appearances before various town hall forums, community forums, and so forth. So there's a lot I'm doing, but it does take money. And so I could use your support to buy gas, I haven't bought a new suit for 10 years. I only have one suit. And so there are just various campaign expenses that it would be nice to be able to get campaign support from without having to file all the federal forms. I'm already filing forms for the nonprofit, and so this works out just fine. So, there's the campaign strategy. Make an opportunity for people to buy a product which has some value in itself, get a tax deduction, get a money-back guarantee, and still finance this campaign to promote the idea of liberty under God. After all, this is all about education. The reason why I'm not going to get elected is because most voters, expect their congressman to take money from other people and redistribute it to them, redistribute it to the people who voted for him. Well, that's not my plan at all. I oppose that totally. And so there are just a lot of people who will never vote for me, and I'm not gonna win the election. What I'm trying to do is to educate the people. This is an educational campaign to educate people that redistribution of wealth is immoral and that it's not in their long-term best interests. The amount of money, the amount of overhead it takes to send your money off to Washington and then get it back, you lose. And you think you're getting something in return. You think you're getting something for nothing. But really, there's no such thing as a free lunch, and you're losing. On balance, your standard of living goes down, even though you might get a check from Washington, D.C. And this is a campaign to educate people about that reality, about those moral and economic realities. So that's why I'm really not going to win the election. So you're supporting a campaign of education. Now let's talk about the 95 days of Christmas. It's sort of a gimmick, but actually I'm really serious about it. It's a sincere program. I think you'll really benefit from it. The 95 days of Christmas comes, the number 95 comes from the fact that, well, let me give you some background. In 1892, the Supreme Court of the United States declared that the United States is a Christian nation. And that is to say that our legal institutions are based on the religion of Christianity. And not just Christianity in some generic sense, but more specifically, Protestantism. We're not a Catholic nation. We're not a nation of priests. We're not a nation of popes. We're not a, in fact, I'll put it this way, in the first years after the Constitution was ratified, there were several states that did not allow Catholics to hold public office. This is because two reasons. Catholics were held to be loyal to a foreign potentate, the Pope, and that was inconsistent with being loyal to the Constitution. Plus, they were held to be not consistent with the ideals of America. America's ideals were republican and not monarchical, and the Catholic religion, Roman Catholic, is a monarchy. So America's founding fathers believed in religious freedom to a degree, but it did not include Catholics or those who were loyal to a foreign monarch. It did not include polygamists like Mormons and so forth. America was not just a Christian nation, but a Protestant nation. Even more specifically, well, we can get into that later, it was also a Calvinist nation. But it was a Protestant nation, and to that we owe a great deal to Martin Luther. And when Luther in 1517 posted propositions for the purposes of debate among scholars at the cathedral in Wittenberg, he was following a historic tradition of nailing theses to the door to start a debate. But he also started more than just a debate. He started a revolution. He started something that was a huge impact. It has affected millions and hundreds of millions of people. It has caused the realignment of national borders. It caused wars. And, of course, both sides, Catholics and Protestants, will agree that your eternal balance, in some sense, hangs on how you respond to or receive Luther's 95 Theses. So, a tremendously important document, if you can call it that, a tremendously important religious and political revolution, very significant. And yet, of course, most products of America's government-run education system have never even read Martin Luther's 95. They're just 95 sentences, really. But they've never read them. They don't understand the significance of them, and they certainly don't understand the theological meaning of them. So I propose that in the next 95 days, you know, the 12 days of Christmas begins on Christmas and ends on Epiphany, which is January 6th. Well, I'm recording this on October 1st, and according to my calendar, on October 3rd, that would be 95 days from January 6th. So I would say October 3rd is the beginning of the 95 days of Christmas. And we can read one of Luther's 95 theses over the next 95 days and get the whole thing under our belt and possibly be a little bit more knowledgeable about the history of Western civilization and religion than we are today. But I've got more than that in mind. I've got 95 theses of my own. I call these the 95 vine and fig tree theses. Luther's theses, like I say, they're just a sentence in length. They're just a proposition over which scholars could debate. Luther's 95 theses are all about one narrow theological subject, the subject of justification. They're not about the Ten Commandments. They're not about biblical history. They're only about the doctrine of justification. That is, how can unjust, sinful human beings be accepted by God as just, as righteous? That's all the 95 theses are, justification. Doesn't talk about political subjects, doesn't talk about the gold standard, doesn't talk about war, capital punishment, doesn't talk about the doctrine of the church, doesn't talk about home churches, doesn't talk about Caesar, doesn't talk about anything except justification. What my theses do is they go through the Bible from cover to cover and highlight some of the important proofs, I believe, for what I call the vine and fig tree society. We're talking about the prophecy in Micah chapter 4, the prophecy of beating our swords into plowshares and everyone dwelling safely under his own vine and fig tree. George Washington's favorite verses, according to the Library of Congress, the Bible passages he mentioned most in his correspondence, he spoke of most often in public, and it was his desire to, in fact, he was very tempted whether to become president or not. He wanted to just spend his time under his own vine and fig tree. Those were his words. This vine and fig tree society is a society, I believe, without a church or without a state, without political or ecclesiastical institutions. It's a radical libertarian state, and it's a state, it's a radical libertarian society, and it's a society free of standing armies and the military-industrial complex. It's a vision that is very, very unlike what we have today in many ways, and yet it's also, we're still enjoying the fruits of the founding fathers who believed in that vision. They believed in the idea of everyone dwelling safely and securely under their own vine and fig tree. And America still lives off that moral and intellectual capital. So I have my own 95 theses, and I do believe that if you go through the Bible and study these 95 theses, it will have a real transformational effect on your thinking. It'll have a transformational thinking effect on your thinking because it will change the way you look at the Bible. You'll go through the Bible and you'll realize nowhere in the Bible does God command human beings to form this entity called the state, the civil government. You'll find that this idea of civil government is the idea of rebels. It's the idea of those who do not want to obey God's commandments. They would rather steal than work. They would rather kill and take vengeance than forgive. It's a worldview conflict of great magnitude. And these 95 theses take you through the Bible from cover to cover and just highlight the argument. And I think it's powerful. I think it'll transform your thinking. But we need to do more than that. So I propose that in the next 95 days, we also read through the Bible from cover to cover. And it takes about 70 hours to read through the Bible at a pretty slow rate of speed, about a little bit slower than I'm talking right now. If you read the Bible a little bit slower than I'm talking right now, you could read through the entire Bible in 70 hours. Well, that means over the course of 95 days, if we read the Bible for about 40 minutes a day, and in fact, if we skip redundant chapters, there are several chapters in the Bible that are repeats. There are psalms that are written, say, by David, which are in the book of Psalms, but the same psalms are also in the Chronicles, in the history of the kings and in Israel. And so there's no need necessarily to read those psalms twice. And so if we have kind of like the Reader's Digest version of the Bible, getting everything in there, but not necessarily repetitively, then we can cover the whole Bible in about 40 minutes, maybe even 30 minutes a day over the course of 95 days. And if we do that, and if we correlate the Bible with the 95 theses, and if we correlate the Bible with other issues, for example, all the issues on my website, not just the kevincraig.us website, but also the Vine and Fig Tree website, which has, I think, somewhere over 2,000 separate web pages. This will be, I think, one of the most powerful 95 days of your life. If you really focus, concentrate for about an hour a day is what it would take to read everything and to think about things and to do so in a kind of prayerful manner, I think it will have a really dramatic effect on your thinking and your worldview. And so that's my proposal, is to have you sign up for the 95 Days of Christmas, receive a daily email which tells you where to go to get the information. And if you like, there are upgraded options here that are described on this page. You can receive audio files in which I will read Martin Luther's 95 Theses, my own 95 Theses, my Vine and Fig Tree Theses, and also read you the Bible and make comments along the way, which I'm hoping will move you to see that the Bible does not prescribe a priestly police state or any kind of political tyranny, that it in fact prescribes the abolition of ecclesiastical and civil institutions, a radical libertarian state, a pacifist state, if you want to use that word, because it says they will not train for war, they will beat their swords into plowshares, people will be working, but they won't be working making bombs. And of course, that's another reason why I won't be elected, because, actually, in Southwest Missouri, there aren't that many people who work for the military-industrial complex, but it's something that, it's a scary thing for people to think about not having a standing army, even though the Founding Fathers warned so energetically against standing armies, that this was the greatest threat to liberty, the greatest threat to the American way of life. The Bush War in Iraq is costing $3,000 for every man, woman, and small child in the Ozarks in America. That's a change in your standard of life, your standard of living. The military really changes the way you live, and most people don't think about it until they come to election day and they're faced with the prospect of voting for a candidate who promises to abolish the military-industrial complex. That's just too scary for most people. And that's because they've never read the 95 Theses, or they've never read the Bible with those questions in mind. Are we really supposed to beat our swords into plowshares? Are we really supposed to not take vengeance on our enemies? Are we really supposed to beat our swords into plowshares? Really? Well, yes. And I think I can defend that proposition. And if you'll join me for the next 95 days, I think we'll have a really extraordinary, a great time. And there'll be some extraordinary personal transformation in the way you think. Finally, I've got a kind of a coaching program, the big ticket item on our list, in which we'll get together with group coaching, live webinars to talk about these issues. We can do Skype calls. Maybe I can set up a membership forum so that we can have discussions. Of course, we could do that on Facebook too. But I'm looking for the people who are really interested and committed to these ideas and to going through these ideas. And of course, I'm offering a money-back guarantee on all of this. Go through the 95 days of Christmas, and if after 95 days you don't think this was worth your time, reading the Bible, studying these 95 theses from myself and from Luther, get your money back. I mean, no other campaign contributor, no other candidate will do that. Will say, if you don't like my campaign, you get your money back. But that's what I'm offering. So this is a very unique campaign fundraising strategy, and also an opportunity for massive personal transformation, depending on how much you want to put into it. I think this will really be an eye-opening change in your entire worldview. So pick one of the options below, or if you're not inclined to contribute even a single dime to our campaign for Liberty Under God, down at the very bottom of the page, you can sign up for free. As I give everything away for free, I've been giving everything away for free for decades now. All of my web pages are on the web for free, but here's a chance to receive to get your personal questions answered, and I can direct you to specific resources that answer your questions directly. Plus, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, and that means that if we get together and we have some clash, and you don't have to agree with everything, you can ask questions, and you can really ask tough questions, and I'll wrestle with you, and I'll do my best to give you the answers that I think are out there. But I do think that if you wrestle with these issues and we clash, iron sharpening iron, we'll both be better off for the process. So I'm looking forward to your joining in, celebrating the 95 days of Christmas, and helping support the campaign for Liberty Under God. Not just in Southwest Missouri, but I think a lot of people around the nation have found out about this campaign. They're interested in it. People have written me and said, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I want to do a campaign. I want to run for office and support this idea of liberty under God. So this is potentially a vehicle, a platform for a much broader impact. So I thank you for listening to this audio. I thank you for your consideration. I hope you'll sign in. Again, it's free if you don't have the money. But if you've got the money and you'd like to donate to this campaign, here's a unique way to do it. And I hope you'll choose that big ticket option, and we can have a lot of iron sharpening iron over the next 95 days. And I think also this will be the best Christmas that you've ever had. So thanks again, and I hope to see you in the membership area. Thanks a lot.